National Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It's 95.3 WBEV, and it's time for community comment. It is brought to you by our friends at Professional Floor Covering. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space. There's over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. So speaking of that flooring, they have carpet, hardwood, laminate and LVP, tile and stone, and area rugs. Randy and his team will come out to measure, provide any suggestions on the type of flooring at price points that meet your budget. Now, without further ado, here is Kevin Haugen with Community Comment.
Well, thank you very much, and good morning. Welcome into today's Community Comment. Again, I am your host, Kevin Haugen. It is my pleasure to welcome into our Daily Dodge TV studio this morning. Our guest on the program, it's my pleasure to welcome into the conversation, Renee Henning. She is the Administrative Director for Community Care Beaver Dam. She's in this morning to talk about a very prevalent topic that is making the headlines here in the state of Wisconsin, and that is the importance of child care and child care funding and what will happen with that here in the next couple of months. But again, want to thank Renee Henning for stopping by our studio this morning to chat with us here about this topic. Renee, good to see you this morning. Thank you for stopping by.
You bet. Nice to see you, too. I always feel very welcome here at the radio station. So
that's great.
You guys are awesome here.
Fantastic. Now you came by, I want to say a year and a half ago, and had a couple of shows here on Community Comment to talk about this topic. Really, I feel like it's a little bit of deja vu because that time
we were
talking about a very important program that helps keep a lot of these services, facilities, their doors open and being able to pay staff and help with that. And that's the Child Care Counts program, which when you were on last year and a half ago, that was sunsetting. There was some emergency funding directed to help keep that around for another year, but that's potentially going to end here in the next couple of month and a half.
It's ending.
It's at the moment. It's going to end here in June, I believe. And we'll dive into what that means and what that program has done to help out with child care facilities here in the state of Wisconsin and here in Dodge County included. But Renee, I would like to begin our conversation this morning just pinpointing on just your career here with child care and just what drew you to this and what has made you so passionate about supporting child care here in the community. I guess I'll just start off with what do you do with community care here in Beaver Dam?
I am the administrator at Community Care, preschool and child care on the corner of Lincoln and Maple, and soon to be in the Wilson Elementary School building when it sunsets. I have been in this role for 18 and a half years. I come to early child care, this profession, through a very unique avenue. I went to school at UW-Whitewater to be a social worker. So I spent 13 years in various different long-term care capacities in the area. And then when my children, when I needed child care, I had a good friend, had her kids at community care. And if she had her friends there, I mean, if my friend had her kids there, I knew it was good.
Yeah.
Because she was a nurse and she was very much a stickler. So I knew that, hey, that's what I had to do. That's where I went. So my kids went there. And then when I had my third child, our director was going to be leaving. I was involved at community care with the parent group. I was on the board of directors. And I had a friend who said, Renee, that's no big deal. You could do that job. I go, for real? No, come on. And she said, yeah, you're going to help families at the beginning of their life instead of at the end of their life. It's kind of the same skill set. Like, you'll be fine. You'll do it just apply. And I did, and here we are. So I think I grew into the passion for children. I had a passion for elderly because my grandparents were very important to me on both sides of my family. So I think that that compassion for caring about a vulnerable people and that appreciation for those areas of life, I think that's maybe where it comes from. But it just kind of took off and here I am.
So it sounds like once you once you really started to get your feet when you sort of dove into this profession, it really sunk its hooks into you, and you weren't able to move on to anything else. That this is where you felt like your calling was.
Yeah, I think so. And I've learned so much about being a leader and about early childhood in the time that I've been there. I have an incredible staff. There are four people who work at Community Care who have been there for over 30 years. I don't know that you can say that about a lot of places. I mean, that's phenomenal. So I owe a debt of gratitude to those folks who also inspired me, because they come to this work because they are passionate about what they do, and they do everything they can to be the best teachers. So, you know, over the course of 18 years that I've been there, you know, we've become accredited. We've worked hard to elevate ourselves to knowing what quality childcare really is all about and executing that. Mm-hmm. Like, we just don't talk about it. We take more trainings. We do more things. We reflect on our practices. We really look for what the heart of what kids need. And in today's world, you know, kids need that social emotional growth, that health of social emotional well-being, which is secure relationships, consistency in routines, and their care providers. So when we have 75% of families who are two income families or single parent families, where are kids? I mean, I get a lot of pushback from legislators that I talk to who want it to be like the way it used to be. Well, my grandma took care of, or my mom took care of eight of us, and we turned out just fine. Well, hey, that's an old-fashioned – that line of thinking has got to go back in the vault. Like, it's over. That's done. Economies – are different today than they were even when I was growing up. So we just can't do that anymore. We can't have that philosophy of early childhood anymore. And until our society as a whole believes in the importance of that special, unique time in a person, a human being's life, is at 0 to 5. I mean, we've got to do it right. Because what we see when we don't do it right is that brain development and all those stress chemicals that come out in the brain in those early years, because we don't have attachment, because we don't have consistency, because we don't have solid relationships, then we have problems in our elementary schools. And you could certainly talk to anybody at our school district, and they could tell you, oh, yeah, like it's spiking all of the stressors that families and children have. And it carries over into development.
Yeah, you can see the passion that Renee Hanning has already here in our first segment about childcare, and looking forward to really diving more into this topic here throughout the program this morning. Again, our guest here on Community Comment is Renee Hanning, the Administrator for Community Care here in Beaver Dam. We do have to take a short break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
If you love brats and having a chance to win a lot of money, then don't miss any of our stops for the 2025 Brat Fry season presented by Pernitz Premium Meats.
No food or drink purchase necessary to participate in the contest.
While there, help the John Moser Children's Radiothon and purchase a Pernitz Premium Brat with a soda or water for just $2. To find the complete Brat Fry schedule, visit the Brat Fry page on DailyDodge.com.
Our first Brat Fry is May 2nd at Ballweg Implement in Waupun. The Brat Fry after that will be at Silica May 16th.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new, they've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
As clutch of a player to ever play basketball.
It's Dame time on season 4 of Behind the Bucks on Bucks Plus.
This year I was like, I need to impose myself more on this team.
Explore Damian Lillard's journey to becoming a top 75 player in NBA history.
That's what really had me feeling like this is going to be great.
Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and H&R Benefits consultant. Find Bucks Plus on bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get podcasts.
This summer, ignite your child's passion for learning at Wayland Academy's Summer Experience. From July 6th to the 19th, students entering grades 8 through 11 will embark on an educational adventure like no other, blending academic enrichment with exciting activities, creating an unforgettable summer. Wayland Academy's Summer Experience also offers outdoor adventures and team-building activities. Learn more and register now for Wayland Academy's Summer Experience at wayland.org/summer-experience.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
WBEV, time for more Community Comment with Kevin Haugen.
It is just about 10:18 here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. You're listening to Community Comment, streaming on Daily Dodge TV and also broadcasting on 95.3. Our guest here on the program this morning is Renee Henning. She is the administrator for community care here in Beaver Dam, somebody who has worked in child care. She discussed in our first segment, coming up here almost two decades already, so has seen quite a bit here in terms of what has been the norm for, you know, for a long time. To today, what we're seeing with habits and practices for child care. So it's an important discussion to have as a key. Started off as, a federal program that was contributed when it started off with COVID. American Rescue Act dollars helped contribute to start that program, the Child Care Counts program, which helped support businesses, child care businesses during COVID, those difficult years. And really, we've seen that it's been something that is needed to continue to really help keep these businesses in keep their doors open, pay for staff, keep recruitment up. I know it's, you know, hiring people has been also has been a challenge. And again, we'll dive more into that topic here just a little bit on Community Comment. But Renee, I would like to start off our second segment discussing just what have you seen over the last, you know, 10, 20 years here with childcare. It's something we discussed a little bit off air that there has been really the important thing is getting parents involved with this process. Obviously, you think like parents, yeah, they are already involved with this. That's their kids. They are watching and taking care of them. But, you know, that is still an important part of this component is getting that the word out, educating parents too on what to do. And that's something that you are play a close role in your capacity.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like myself and the staff that works at Community Care are prized to be that village for parents to help teach them these. My children didn't come with a owner's manual. You're a new parent. Yep. Did you get an owner's manual when you left?
No, I
did not. So I have three adult children, and somehow, some way, we made it. At any rate, parenting has changed. I think society's pressures are harder for today's parents. I think, you know, handling the stresses of a pandemic, like, holy cow, that was something that our world never, like, we've never seen that in history that we can relate to, right? So that was a stressful time for families. You know, families are also not that tight-knit little group that lives on the same block and same town or whatever. Our families units, many of us are stretched out. you know, we have divorce in families and how to navigate all of those kinds of things too. I mean, there's so much pressure. So us being that consistent place for children and their families to support them in all things child development, I think that's our, it's our passion and it's our mission. It's where we can make a difference because it's not easy being a parent. I see a lot of great potential in the new parents that I'm seeing. I think there's more knowledge out there being shared because, you know, we have so many resources now than when I had kids. Oh, I feel so old. it's definitely interesting. The swings in parenting styles. I think we saw a parenting style of, oh, very gentle, no, you know, which was different than that authoritative, oh, children shouldn't be heard. You just sit there and do whatever I say. Well, that's not really something we need for kids, right? Mm. So we need somewhere in the middle to be – we need parents to be the leaders for their children, to really show them how to navigate the world and that the world isn't always kind. And how do we handle when we have a disappointment? Parents need to lead through that. So I see the pendulum definitely in parenting styles as I've been through this career.
Interesting. Again, we're with Renee Henning here on Community Comment discussing child care here in not just in Dodge County, but of course throughout the state of Wisconsin. Here we'd like to really focus in on now what the current landscape looks like for child care. It's just an interesting survey here that I'm going to reference here from the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families. Shows 25% of child care providers are somewhat, very, or extremely likely to close if the state legislature does not make investments in the Child Care Counts program. Again, I mentioned earlier that program was set to sunset last year, I believe.
Yep.
Some emergency funding that was directed to that program to keep it afloat for another year, but that is still set to expire here in June. The governor did include around $480 million in his 2025-2027 executive budget to go towards the child care counts program. But again, that doesn't necessarily mean that that money will go to it. As the Joint Finance Committee, they're the ones who essentially now go and rebuild that budget. The governor has a final line item veto and can adjust. He can only veto, can add things from that point. But again, it depends upon how this process shakes out here. But Renee, just kick us off here and what you're seeing right now with child care here locally and then what you've heard from other providers here throughout the state.
Sure. I remember filling out that survey from the Department of Children and Families. I feel very tenuous about community care because we looked ahead and went, wow, when this funding stops. See, the funding was given to shore us up. What happened was when the pandemic hit and businesses closed, but could childcare close? No, because we needed police officers, we needed firefighters, we needed essential workers, we needed nurses, we needed doctors. They needed to go to work. Where were their children going to be? We stayed open. Not all of my counterparts in the state could do it. This business model of childcare is such that the margins to stay afloat are just ridiculously small. So there were childcare centers, family and group who were on the fence when the pandemic hit and some closed then. Then there's other of us that muddled through. And then when we got this extra funding to help, as they say, shore us up, that went to wages for retention. Because if you look at some of the statistics out there for childcare workers, we are paid less than veterinary technicians. We take better care of our pets in our country than we take care of our children. I think we should let that sit in for just a second.
That is a staggering a comment to make just for somebody who is very close to the subject itself.
Yeah. And furthermore, why wouldn't we want to have who's taking care of our most precious resource, which is our future, you know, those providers having a livable wage. There's a huge portion of childcare workers in this state who need to rely on public assistance. Like, we need to fix that. So when the Child Care Accounts Program came around, a very specific portion of those funds were supposed to go to retention, education on those efforts. And we are audited, and, you know, this is very specific where that went to, where those funds went. So, you know, it's hard when you hear parents saying, oh my gosh, that's so expensive. You could go to college for less than it costs for a baby to go to childcare every day. Well, wait a minute. A baby is an infant who can't take care of themselves. College people are adults. Wait a minute. Let's stop that analogy. The bottom line is expensive. So at Community Care, we saw, you know, that, ooh, this funding is leaving. And it's a rough spot, but we're going to have to raise our rates. And that's what our legislators kept saying. And it's not a model of, like, in, like, if Walmart sees that they need to raise prices on X, Y, or Z product, well, then they go to the manufacturer and it's like a business deal, and the widget gets less or more. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That's an economic model of business. These are people. These are children. So it's not exactly the same. You can't just say, we'll raise your rates. Doesn't work that way.
No, and when you mentioned the having the rates go up, you mentioned that we were seeing families' salaries not match the cost of living.
Exactly.
So when you say that these rates are going up, many times parents are not seeing that on their own paychecks being reflected, so they could offset those costs. Mm-hmm. And be able to afford those changes in rates.
They're definitely disproportionate.
Yeah, the one is going up and the other one's sort of staying
stagnant. So at Community Care, I think we're going to make it. We also entered into a partnership with the Beaver Dam Unified School District to rent Wilson School in the next school year. So this is very exciting for us because we didn't have any way to expand our services. Like, we were kind of landlocked at the corner of Lincoln and Maple. So now we'll be able to expand services for the community. But we also have to make the ends meet. So we have to be wise with our funds to make this happen and find the staff. So these double-edged swords that are coming at us, they're just so frustrating for us. But childcare counts could be something that stabilizes us as it has. And that's what we're asking for. So when we go to the legislature, we're asking for a shore up again. We're not asking for universal child care. We're asking for the state of Wisconsin to support this 0-5 age group, not even in an equal fashion that they do for 5-year-olds or K-12. Like, or, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we're just asking for a sliver of the state of Wisconsin to support this very important work throughout the state. There are so many scientific studies and economic studies that talk about the return on investment. When you invest in this age of a child, the return, I think it's at $13 per dollar invested. That's a pretty darn good – you should have Jay Money talking about investments, right? That's my husband. He's a banker. Anyways – so when you invest, also, we also know that from scientific research about brain development, what the importance is for quality care at this time. So to me, this is like a duh obvious. I have thought the same question, like you started off our conversation a year and a half ago. It's like press replay, yeah. Repeat. We're talking. The governor has put into the state budget at least for the last three something for childcare, and it's been taken out. Now, the federal money, you know, they didn't have much of a say in that, and then the governor was able to shimmy some funds through his powers as an administrator to help fund our program a little bit longer. So we got a little bit less, but it has been so important for my staff and families. So,
yeah, maybe another interesting topic that we can talk about when we come back from our break here on Community Comment is just what the financials look like to be able to operate these facilities. What goes into it? Because I feel like a lot of people don't know. They just see the bottom line rates and like, well, why is that so expensive? Mm-hmm. I think breaking that down will help paint a clearer picture here of what it costs to operate these facilities. Again, our guest here on Community Comment today is Renee Henning. She is the administrator for community care here in Beaver Dam. We have to take another break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
Since 1998, the Good Karma Brand's John Moser Children's Radiothon has distributed nearly $3 million to nonprofit organizations serving children in Dodge County and the surrounding areas, and you can help make a difference. Help support the cause by donating an item to our 27-hour on-air live auction, hosting a fundraising event, or making a monetary donation through Venmo. To learn more, visit dailydodge.com/radiothon.
When you've been seriously injured, you need a trusted team on your side. Gruber Law Offices is available 24/7 and will even come to you. Your first call is free. Your first visit is free. Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
This is the Hoekstra crew from Hoekstra's Marketing Greenhouse in Fox Lake.
We are open.
Our staff is very knowledgeable and willing to help with all your flower and gardening needs. Our hours for April are Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
Come to Hoekstra's Marketing Greenhouse.
Catch Z's with Slumberland and catch all the excitement happening at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, on now at the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to allow enforcement of a ban on transgender people in the military while legal challenges proceed. A federal appeals court recently kept in place a court order blocking the policy nationwide. 50,000 mourners have so far filed past the casket of Pope Francis, and approximately 50 heads of state are expected at the Pope's funeral this weekend. There's a man in custody now in connection with a wildfire that's been burning in southern New Jersey all week.
Officials say they have now made an arrest in the origins of the Jones Road fire, which they now say has charred 15,000 acres. According to officials, law enforcement arrested a 19-year-old man who they say Tuesday morning set a bonfire, lit some wood pallets on fire, and then left the area while failing to extinguish them. And they say the remnants of that bonfire is what then spread.
Sales of previously owned homes slumped in March. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
The Dodge County authorities have arrested a Waupun man on numerous drug charges. Aaron Montes was pulled over by law enforcement Tuesday and was allegedly in possession of cocaine. Investigators reportedly linked a residence in the town of Chester to Montes and seized illicit drugs and drug paraphernalia. The 19-year-old is facing charges of delivery of cocaine, possession with intent to deliver, and maintain a drug trafficking place. Well, the former Brownsville woman suspected of numerous poaching incidents that killed or maimed over 100 deer entered guilty pleas to two charges in Washington County Court. Jessica Cronin pled guilty to misdemeanor charges of intentionally contributing to the delinquency of a child and illegal shining of a deer, elk, or bear as a party to a crime. The 37-year-old and three teenagers have been facing charges for poaching deer and other animals across Dodge, Washington, and Fond du Lac counties. By Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Sergeant's use of force that resulted in the shooting death of Jesus Mendez Berry was determined to be lawful. Mendez Berry alerted law enforcement that he wanted to turn himself in on a felony warrant in February. During contact, the 26-year-old refused to follow repeated commands, and a sergeant discharged a non-lethal weapon. Shortly after, Mendez Berry produced what deputies believed to be a real handgun. The sheriff's sergeant discharged his firearm and struck Mendez Berry, who was killed. State prosecutors say the sergeant was privileged under state law to use deadly force in self-defense and defense of others. Well, the Watertown Fire Department recently joined Community Comment to give a staffing update. Chief Tanya Rainin says they hired two people who recently went through the academy and started working shifts. The chief says that for the first month, the new employees will be an extra on an ambulance to get acclimated to what an EMS call looks like, And if there's a fire call, it would go on that as well. Regional vehicle sales through the first 3 months of the year were up when compared to 2024. According to the Waterloo-based industry tracking firm RegTrack, there have been a total of 724 car and light truck sales in Dodge County through March of 2025. 33 more than last year, or an increase of 4.7%. And I'm Kevin Haugen reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 67. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Slight chance of rain showers, 44. Rain showers likely with fog and spots early tomorrow. Highs around 54. Cloudy skies expected. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently 58.
Are you aware of who's making your healthcare decisions? Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster with Columbus Family Dental. Healthcare is a very personal thing that requires careful thought and planning. These choices should be made by you and your doctor, not an administrator or an insurance company. At Columbus Family Dental, we're a local, doctor-owned clinic, which allows us to put your health and well-being first. Call us today at 623-5559 to schedule a free, no-pressure consultation to see if we're the right fit for you.
It's draft week, and the market, formerly Beaver Dam Food Pride, is your first-round pick for big savings. Golden Plump chicken breasts or tenders are just $3.99 a pound, and Grandpa's Cajun Bronson pork links are also $3.99 a pound. A flavor touchdown! Grab 24 packs of Pepsi for $10.99, and don't miss Granny's winning lineup in the deli and bakery. You can score up to $20 back in the liquor department with mail-in rebates. Draft your favorites today at the market, where every deal is a game changer.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for a dollar off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And it's 95.3 WBEV and community comment. Before we get back to the action here, wanted to talk about our friends at McKinstry's Home Furnishings. Their super spectacular area rug clearance event is underway. You can get area rugs at McKinstry's Home Furnishings. Find them under the red awning in downtown Beaver Dam right now. They have more than 70 different area rugs in stock and on sale with savings of up to 75%. Choose from brand names like Capel, Surya, Kaz, and Daylin. From casual to formal, traditional, transitional, or contemporary, no matter what your decorating style, McKinstry's has an area rug to match and sale prices you'll love. Hurry into McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts for 166 years. Visit McKinstry'sHomeFurnishings.com. Now, without further ado, here is Kevin Haugen with Community Comment.
Well, thank you, Jake, and welcome back into today's community comment. Again, our guest on the program this morning is Renee Henning. She is the administrator for community care here in Beaver Dam. We're discussing a very important and relevant topic here in the state, not just in the state of Wisconsin, but really across the country here. That's child care and the difficulties that it's currently going through when it comes to staffing. Being able to keep rates down for families. Renee, you had mentioned that community care is, you know, it's been around for many decades. You mentioned a long time, but you've heard from other businesses here in the community that if funding is not allocated to support child care, that their doors will not be open here in the next couple of months.
That is for real. You just can't make the business model go, especially if you're a smaller center. I feel like we've been able to manage because we've got a projection of growth. Yeah. So the economy of scale is going to hopefully help us so that we'll be able to manage those fixed expenses a little bit better and then hopefully pay our employees and they'll stay. But are my smaller colleagues in the smaller rural, especially in the rural communities, it just can't be done. So they are really counting on the continued support, because if you're looking at where am I going to come up with $2,000, like let's say that's my payment from the state to support me, where are you going to come up with that? Parents are tapped out already. Yeah. I mean,
margins are already
whisper thin.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of a good segue here, and just another topic I want to focus briefly on. And that's the, you know, what goes into being able to keep the lights on and keep people, the staff to operate these buildings. Because obviously people just see, you know, they walk in, they say, hey, we need childcare services. They see the rates and, you know, the eyes go wide and it's like, well, that's expensive. But I think with having an expert here, it's important to sort of highlight some of the what goes into being able to keep these facilities open here in the community.
Well, I'm looking at my little device here, because on our Facebook page, Community Care Preschool and Child Care Incorporated, look us up on Facebook. One of my colleagues in the industry are from Spots and Stripes Early Learning. I believe they're in Bloomer. Did a phenomenal 2-minute video about being completely transparent about what goes into the basic model of a business model for early child care. And of course, because I'm older than you,
I need glasses. Hey, I got glasses too. So
I got to put my reading glasses on. But if you take a look at some of the slides, they use the game of chess as a metaphor for explaining, you know, what our fixed costs are. In the state of Wisconsin, we're highly regulated, and we do want that.
Yeah.
We do want that. So your classrooms have ratios. I mean, 4-to-1. I know some people who I tell babies are cared for at 4-to-1 ratio, and they go, I can barely take care of one. What are you guys doing four? What? But you learn as an early childhood professional how to multitask and how to do your job with quality in mind. And at any rate, I digress. But take a look at that video, because it talks a little bit about what our fixed expenses are. It includes a conversation about those ratios, about why that classroom costs what it costs. Then there are other pressures, like to have infants and toddlers being cared for in a group childcare center. They cost your center money. You do not make a penny of profit. So you hope then that your older kids who have a larger group size, so you could take care of maybe, let's say, 14 in your very oldest of 5-6-year-old group to one adult. So you're balancing that. So you hope that that classroom will make to offset with the infants. Furthermore, you're a parent. Pretend like you have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. Do you want to go to 2 different places to drop them off, or what? Like, holy cow, you got to get to work. Like, we want to provide infant and toddler care. We feel that that is our mission and what we need to do. So we need to take care of the older kids and the younger kids, everybody, to make the business model work.
Yeah, and another side of this conversation, something that I'm hoping that we can dive a little bit into when we come back here from break on Community Comment, and that's the role of employers.
Absolutely.
Obviously, you know, parents, you know, it's not – a lot of families can't support themselves off of a one-income household. They need both parents to work, and that means there's no one to watch the kids if they have that. And so having child care services available to help more people get back into the workforce is something that's also really driving this conversation. We'll dive more into that here on Community Comment. Again, our guest here is Renee Henning. She is the administrator with Community Care here in Beaver Dam. We have to take another break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
It's that time of year, Green Bay fans. Draft talk is buzzing, and we have your top-notch coverage surrounding all things Titletown. Milwaukee basketball aims to make another run at a championship. The crew tries to back up their NL Central pennant, and we are your source for Beaver Dam athletics as we head into the spring season. Corey Sparks and Wally Lukashensky. We are the Dam Sports Show, presented to you by Real Sports Cards and Waupun. Hear us each weekday from 4 until 5 on the Daily Dodge YouTube page and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
This summer, ignite your child's passion for learning at Wayland Academy's Summer Experience. From July 6th to the 19th, students entering grades 8 through 11 will embark on an educational adventure like no other, blending academic enrichment with exciting activities, creating an unforgettable summer. Wayland Academy's Summer Experience also offers outdoor adventures and team-building activities. Learn more and register now for Wayland Academy's Summer Experience at wayland.org/summer-experience.
Get the beat of the Bucks straight from a fan favorite and Bucks legend.
Welcome to the Fantastic Voyage. Marcus Johnson, the captain of this vessel.
Tap into Hear District with Marcus Johnson, a Bucks Plus audio production.
My first mate, Chris Johnson, the only father and son tandem.
Your weekly pulse on the Milwaukee Bucks and conversations with the biggest names in basketball. This week, Marcus and Chris give playoff reactions on the pod. Find Hear District now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcast.
Keep your family comfortable and worry-free with Surefire, rated Dodge County's best in heating and air conditioning. This is Tom Schwartz, your favorite home comfort specialist. Whether it's icy winters or hot summers, Surefire has you covered with expert installations, repairs, and 24/7 emergency service. With Surefire, you're guaranteed top-rated technicians, reliable service, and a cozy home all year round. Need financing? We offer flexible options to make it easy. Visit us today at SurefireInc.com to schedule your annual maintenance, our free in-home estimate.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
Back here with one more segment of Community Comment. Here is Kevin Haugen.
It is 10:47 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Welcome into our last segment of Community Comment today with our guest, Renee Henning. She is the administrator for Beaver Dam Community Care here in the city, and talking about child care and the current challenges that that industry is facing and how important of a service that is for communities to continue to operate. And we're talking just how staffing's been impacted and keeping rates down for parents. Obviously, those in child care have really been driving this conversation, Renee, you've mentioned, for the last several years, really talking with legislators, mm-hmm. saying how there's a need for funding to support what we do to keep our doors open. Lately now, there's also been not a push, but a want to include another component of this who also plays a role, and that is employers. Mm-hmm. There was a recent meeting here in Beaver Dam with local employers and leaders in community care, leaders in child care, excuse me, where they discussed the importance of bringing in experts here and letting them hear how important it is to support this effort. And some of the numbers that were discussed there that I found fascinating was 21% of mothers who are staying home with kids have turned down jobs because of a lack of a child care. That is from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Also, 1 in 3 working parents with children would be able to increase their working hours if they had access to child care. Mm-hmm. Renee, you were at that meeting. You were able to sit in and listen on it. But just can you speak to the importance of reaching into employers and just say, hey, you know, if you want workers, this is a big component of being able to bring people into the doors and fill open jobs that they have.
Absolutely. One of the recent things I wanted to tell you a story about was at the Advocacy Day last Wednesday at the Capitol. Yeah. That's why I'm wearing this lovely shirt for you today.
Yes, we were going to bring that up.
We're going to talk about that. Yes. But one of the speakers was a business owner, CEO of a manufacturing firm who – in order to get – he recognized that if I could provide a benefit to my employees, I could maybe retain more, have more experienced folks. So what he said is, hey, I give $400 of a credit to for childcare. And he goes, I know it's not a lot, but it's something. And you should have heard the crowd like, yeah, we need more like you, guy. You look at other employers, the district, the Beaver Dam School District is a pretty big employer in our community. In order to retain teachers, which is a super important thing to do too in our K-12 system, you know, the Beaver Dam School District is doing a 25% discount for care at my facility as part of the partnership of me going into Wilson School. So that's another employer getting creative. We've got to get employers to understand and use their voices to say, hey, we've got to support this. Mark Bourne, who's our representative here in Beaver Dam and the joint finance co-chair, he's also said, hey, Renee, I need to hear more from employers because, you know, I just hear from you and your colleagues. And it's a tongue-in-cheek. Mark and I know each other pretty well.
Inside joke.
Yeah. It's been a long time. But that's important to be knowing who your legislator is and having that relationship so that when things come down like this, whatever the issue is, that legislator knows, hey, what are my constituents saying? So employers, you know, if you're finding it like, oh, I have all these call-ins or I can't retain anybody, or like, you've got to see what can your company do to support what families need. I mean, why should a family have to decide work or children, work or children? And that's really what it's coming down to. Like they just can't go to work.
Yeah, and it's
or they don't have children. Like
right, yeah.
There's a generation. Like if you look at the death rate and the birth rate in the state of Wisconsin, they're coming almost equal. Mm-hmm. Who is going to take care of us, Kevin?
Yeah, that's that. We need people to take care of our kids, and we need people to take care of our elderly. When this is the circle of life.
Yes, we need
happens.
To grow.
Yes.
So yeah.
Yeah, no, that's important, and that's something you mentioned. Mark Bourne, he has mentioned on this show too. Just
yes.
That's why they hold budget listening sessions,
mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, the Joint Finance Committee does the same thing, and they want people to come out and talk to them and say, well, this is what we need. This is what we need help with, and they are able to take that back to Madison and talk amongst other legislatures and those on the Joint Finance Committee as this budget process continues to play itself out at the Capitol. I'm sure when Mark Bourne is back on, we're looking to have other legislators on as well. I'm sure it'll be a topic that we talk about as this budget process continues to play out. Renee, you had brought up here just a couple of minutes ago the shirt that you are wearing.
Yeah, right.
On the front there, kids first, families first. You mentioned that I cannot read it's on the back, so you might have to tell what we have. Invest in child care now is on the back of the shirt.
Yes, we chanted all the way from the concourse, the Governor's Concourse Hotel, which is, if you're familiar with the square, Madison is right off the square. So we chanted. There were about 350, somewhere between 350 and 400. There were parents, there were employers, not just people like me. It was pretty moving to be a part of that. We chanted this chant all the way to the Capitol, had our spot on those Capitol steps, had a bunch of different supportive speakers. Another thing that we really should talk about is the importance of Head Start. Mm. Head Start in our communities is a part of the fabric of childcare too. It is an income eligibility program. It's federally funded. It's such a vital, important part of the fabric of early childhood, and it is in jeopardy of being nixed from federal budgets. We've already seen some closures of important supports for Head Start in the state of Wisconsin. So we had some stories from Head Start folks that were impacted, like their lives were impacted in a positive way from that. So they spoke at the Capitol. The Head Start Association also sponsored this day with Weka. I mean, it was so powerful. And there was a buzz at the Capitol, let me tell you. And I've been visiting the Capitol for years now, advocating for this profession. And I met with three different legislators on Wednesday after the rally. And there's a different buzz. I think we're finally listening. I think we're, as they say, moving the needle, I hope. it's going to remain to be seen in the next months. Mark Bourne was on your program last week, mm-hmm. right after yep. the rally. I spoke with him the day before, and I feel like he's thinking about compromises that their party can come up with the governor to hopefully make something happen for yeah. us. Again, it's just think about it as that three-legged stool. You know, we've got those employers of the private sector. We've got the government, and then we've got the parents. Like, we've got everybody in the community circling around to make that stool. Like, think about being in the barn. Like, you can't have a milking stool with two legs, right? Like, come on, people.
Yeah. As we start to wind down our conversation here on Community Comment with Renee Henning, Renee, I feel like we've talked on a lot of different topics here and kind of painted a wide brush of you know how important it is to support child care and the need for funding. But mm-hmm. Maybe it sort of – I know this is probably going to be very difficult, but I want you to try to wrap it up for us and you know just speak to why the state – why child care needs to be supported? Why does the state need to recognize this as an important service and the need that exists there for funding from the government here in the state of Wisconsin? Why is it so important that this profession continues to be supported?
Because we are the workforce behind the workforce. If we want to have a successful workforce in our state, in our country, for all of the professions to make our communities thrive and grow, we need to make sure that our children have the best start possible. And isn't that a great way for our taxpayer money to be invested? So, I mean, we could sing about Whitney Houston. Maybe they could go get that in the vault, you know. You don't want me to sing about children are their future, teach them well and let them lead the way, you know. It gives me goosebumps. But she sang the song well. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. You know, like they are our future. And it's not just an ism or a cute phrase, although, you know, Whitney Houston did do it well. we need the time is now, just like my shirt says, invest in childcare now. Like we've talked about it. It's time for us to do.
And I feel like this is a conversation that we'll want to continue to have here on our Community Comment. There's other local leaders here. I'd like to bring in Dirk Langfoss. That's another one.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
With the YMCA of Dodge County. He's very passionate about this subject as well. It's another voice that we would like to hear, too, here on Community Comment. So we'll be sure to cover this subject more here in the future. But want to thank our guests here today. Absolutely. Joining us here on Community Comment again with us is Renee Henning. She is the Administrator for Community Care Beaver Dam. Renee, thank you so much for coming on Community Comment today.
Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate the time.
Absolutely. And that will do it for today's Community Comment.